This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Saturday Israel will not be deterred by the International Court of Justice from pursuing its Gaza war until total victory after South Africa lodged a lawsuit alleging genocide against the Palestinians. He said, no one will stop us, not the Hague, not the axis of evil, no one. The families of U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas hostages on Sunday marked their loved ones' 100th day in captivity. AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
Every morning, Rachel Goldberg-Polin grabs the marking pen and in thick black strokes on a masking tape writes down the number of days her son Hirsch has been held hostage by Hamas militants. Then she sticks the tape to her chest. She tells the AP,
it sickens me again. I never get used to it, which is good, and I shouldn't, and no one should.
23-year-old California native Hirsch Goldberg-Polin was last seen on October the 7th at a music festival in southern Israel. 100 days have gone by since he and about 250 others were taken hostage by the militants who stormed across the border from Gaza. His mother now spends her days trying to bring Hirsch and the other hostages home. I'm Karen Shamas.
Fresh strikes targeted Yemen's Houthis on Saturday, security sources in the U.S. military said, after the Iran-backed rebels warned of further attacks on Red Sea shipping. The strikes came a day after U.S. and British forces hit scores of targets across the country, heightening fears that Israel's war with Palestinian militant group Hamas could engulf the region. Violence involving Iran-aligned groups in Yemen, Lebanon, Iraq, and Syria have surged since the war in Gaza began. This is VOA News. Colombia's government says